I burnt myself out living in this reactive state and this burnout state for so long. And it's so much better on this other side. I really.
And certain things like that, and repeating that, it creates a positive environment for your brain to feel comfortable, and eventually that will sink in and have a profound impact on your mindset if we do it enough.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy.
We're your hosts, Jack and Kara Dennison, and we're your ultimate career coaches.
We're here to help you find, land, and crush your dream job.
And help you live an amazingly authentic life while doing it.
If you're a professional ready to make the money you're worth, make an impact at companies you like, and live authentically, this podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy. Class is in session.
Welcome back to the Career Advancement Academy. It's a new month, and with that means a new topic to level up your career. This month, we're covering career mindset strategies and hacks to help you stay motivated for continued growth, to take on those new challenges in 2024, and help you get to that next level in your career. Kara, what's today's episode?
Well, today's episode, we are talking about why you need a success schedule to lighten the mental load. And if you're just joining us, I am Kara Dennison. This is my co-host and partner in life and business, Jack Dennison. And today, like we talked about in the title, we're talking about setting a success schedule. And the reason being is to help ease that mental load, because we've seen so many professionals that we've worked with, professionals like us in our lives, and people that are entering the new marketplace looking for a new job, that become super overwhelmed trying to figure out, what do I do next? What do I do today? Right. And so when we allow the environment that we're in to be structured a little bit, it actually kind of allows us to have freedom in our lives because it eliminates some of that mental load. And in fact, Jack, how many high-performing professionals credit their success to meticulous planning and scheduling?
Well, you've got our fact from Forbes, and that's 67% of high performing professionals credit their success to meticulous planning and scheduling. I know for myself, it's something that I was adverse to implementing, because I felt that extra energy to actually sit down and do it was something that was just taxing. But once I actually got over that and I put in the work to do that, all of a sudden things started flowing a little bit more.
Absolutely. And this was something that was difficult for me too, right? I am not a stranger to talking about this on this podcast, but I'm neurodiverse, and it was difficult trying to figure out what is a schedule that works for me. And I was really stubborn trying to put this together, and I didn't want to, right? And there's this part of me inside that said, no, I don't want to follow a schedule. I want my freedom. I want to be able to decide what I want to do in that moment. And what Jack and I both found in our own lives is that it actually was working against us. And we found ourselves, for me in particular, and I'll kind of speak for Jack, and Jack, you can pipe in if you would like, but what we were finding is that every morning it became like the alarm would hit and we were starting a race. And I, for instance, would wake up and immediately that anxiety and panic would start setting in, right? And the first thing that I would reach for was my phone. What am I doing today? What's on my calendar? What is my email doing? Who's emailing me? Who do I need to respond to? And that would start dictating my day. And what I realized is that having that immediate moment of anxiety and panic at the beginning of the day set the tone for the rest of my day. And I hit the ground running with anxiety and panic, and it was a never-ending loop that just kept going. Right. And I felt like the day was running me instead of me running the day.
I love that, that you bring that up. And one thing that I think a lot of our listeners need to know is when you are just get busy, you're just like, oh, I just got to do these things. Like, let's just say, for instance, you're in your job search, right? You know, fortunately, maybe you were let go and now we're looking for a new role. Maybe you're just thinking about, oh my gosh, I just need to apply to these jobs, and blindly thinking that is what I need to do to solve this immediate need of not having a job. But because we focus so hyper-focused on certain things that we need to do, and we're not thinking about the big picture, what happens is we actually lose bandwidth in other areas to be able to manage ourselves, manage our schedule, and we start being less intentional. We start looking for the easier routes, right? Because when we're just running from thing to thing, we run into a thing called decision fatigue. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you don't want to put in the mental energy to think about, hey, what we're going to make tonight. Let's just pick up something from on the way home. And then that's probably not going to be something that's best financially for your budget or potentially for your body in terms of health. And then we're running in and creating bigger and bigger issues. And that deteriorating quality of your decisions after a long kind of runway of having to do a lot, guess what that's going to run into? Burnout.
So like Jack just said, is decision fatigue, right? It's a real thing. It's a real thing. And you most likely are already feeling this. If you're waking up every day and your immediate thing is having to decide, what do I do first? What do I do next? And you're consistently having to make decisions throughout your day. The definition of decision fatigue, like Jack said, is the deteriorating quality of your decisions made after a long session of decision-making. Now, you might feel this, and this might be a very obvious thing if you are in a meeting, right? Say you're in a brainstorming meeting, you're with executives, you're with your team or whatever. Most of us, if you're in corporate or if you've been in a job, you know what this is like, right? After a long meeting, an hour or two, you're like, okay, I'm done. I can't decide anymore. Someone else just decide. But now let's apply that to your life. If you're starting your day trying to figure out, what do I do first? What do I do next? What is the priority I'm going to tackle first? That means that you're in that long session of decision-making every single day, all day long. And what tends to happen is that executives, but all people, high achievers, people in general who are in this extended long session of decision-making are prone to decision fatigue due to the multitude of choices that you're doing each and every day. And the other statistic that we have here is that 60% of professionals say that unexpected tasks often derail their day's plan. So now not only are you not knowing what you're doing every day, but 60% of the things that you're doing every day are unexpected, right? So now you're in this reactive state all day long. And what is a reactive state? It's you're putting you into sort of a fight or flight mode, right? Where your adrenaline is pumping all day long and your body gets exhausted. And like Jack mentioned, you can easily get put into a state of extended stress and burnout. And frankly, you can't sustain that for a very long time. So, Jack, what is reactive scheduling, just for those who might not know what that is?
Yeah, it's just where you simply react to the tasks and events as they come up rather than following a simple and planned schedule. Mm-hmm. This type of scheduling just adds stress and diminishes your productivity by and large. It's like, hey, we need to go do this. This just came up. Okay, that happened. And now that just kind of throws your whole day into a whirlwind where every single action after that, it feels stressed, it feels rushed. And then all of a sudden you get to the end of your day, you're like, oh, can I just have a minute to breathe? Yeah. And if you're a high professional, you have family, you've got other commitments, potentially you don't even get that minute.
Exactly. And then we're not even going to go into this, but I'm just going to touch on it for a quick second about multitasking, right? I'm sure you've all heard about how multitasking, it feels like you're being productive, but the fact is that you're actually less productive on those tasks because you're spending less of your intentional time and energy on each of those tasks. And it takes somewhere, I don't have the statistics for this, but somewhere between, I don't know, I'm not going to actually say it, but there's multiple minutes in order for you to get your attention span back on the task at hand when you are distracted.
I think I've heard that be as low as 2 and as high as 20. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot, right? And so think about that, right? Just take a moment. If you're listening to this podcast or watching this YouTube video, just take a moment and think about the day that you started today or yesterday, if you're listening to this in the morning, right? And think about your day. Right? How much of your time has been spent literally thinking about what should I do next, reacting to a task that popped up, being distracted by something, or trying to multitask. And then also think about how exhausting that feels, right? So what we want to talk about is how and why, and some tips that you can start implementing in order to have a successful schedule that works for you, in order to help eliminate those four main areas, in order to gain some of your life back and some of your time and your energy back, so that when you are attacking the tasks, the priorities, the life that activities that are important to you, you are able to be more intentional. You're able to actually enjoy them. And the time in between those tasks are a lot more enjoyable too, because you already know and the decision has already been made and you're not feeling that fatigue.
I love it. And I think today we're going to talk about one of my favorite tools that I've started embracing once we started setting a schedule, because I'm not always a fan of saying at this time, I need to do this all the time, right? Because sometimes life gets in the way. We need to be able to have that flexibility. And so today we're going to be talking about time blocking when creating that success schedule. And 74% of workers say that a flexible schedule improves their work-life balance. And how does time blocking assist here? It assists because if you say to yourself, you know, from 8 to 10 in the morning, say you're in a job search, I'm going to research these activities or these certain companies. And then maybe I'm going to start sending some outreach to individuals throughout that period of my day. But something comes up that day. Maybe your car needs to go into the shop and you need to drive it and drop it off for whatever reason that morning. Well, hey, because it's a time block, now you can slide that time block to another part in your day, slide it down so that you can actually move those things, have that flexibility for life, but still know, hey, these are things that need to be done. These are priorities. And then you can still be able to focus and knock those things off your list.
Mm-hmm. Some actionable tips in order to get into this time blocking way is to, one, first set some boundaries in your workday so that you can start shifting from reactive to proactive scheduling. So first and foremost, before we even get into this, so I love that Jack is talking about time blocking, because this is a huge, huge win. You might not feel like you can get into a proactive scheduling because you're feeling like potentially you're have obligations to your work, your boss, your coworkers, your team, whatever it is. What I highly recommend first and foremost is set some loose and kind of wide boundaries around your workday and your work schedule, so that this is like your big time block. Hey, I'll be in or clocked in, or I'll be in the office at this time and I'm leaving at this time. And that's your first big time block. And then really set that boundary where you're going to be off, you're going to be unavailable, and that's going to help with your work-life integration and your work-life boundaries, right? The other thing that Jack is mentioning is to always account for those interruptions and allocate time for unexpected tasks, because let's be honest, right? 60% of our tasks are unexpected. So we have to kind of account for that in that schedule. So when it comes to time blocking, another stat that we have is 74% of workers say that a flexible schedule improves their work-life balance. So let's be honest, sometimes you can't have that, okay, 9 to 5, I'm only going to be working on work. Sometimes we need to have that work-life integration. Sometimes a doctor's appointment comes up, you have to drop your kids off, or you have to run and do an errand or whatever, right? Why time blocking works so well is that, and how it works, right, is that you look at the tasks or you look at the projects that are on your plate and you allocate time for them. The tip that I want to give you is to budget more time than you think is available or that you need for that task, right? The reason why you want to do this is because it sets contingency time for that block, for those unexpected tasks. To take this a next step further, we like to set contingency blocks into our calendars. So you might have a time block for, you know, checking your email in the morning, might be a half hour time block or whatever. Then you have a time block to work on long-term projects. You have a time block to work on short-term tasks. And then you might have an extra half hour time block in the middle of your day to work on unexpected tasks, to answer unexpected emails that come in. And then what we have at the end of our day is another contingency time block to make sure that we have a half hour to an hour blocked off for any additional tasks that come up. Placing this hold on your calendar is going to allow you to have that space and flexibility to flex your time blocks as needed.
I love that. And I think this is also something that we found once we kind of integrated it past the professional, we started integrating it into all areas of our life. We were able to gain a lot extra bandwidth to be able to do more things, even in our personal lives, to be able to enjoy more intentional time at the end of the day, because we knew X, Y, and Z were done. And this time was being allocated towards something. And then we were able to be intentional and show up for that, whatever that is.
What I really like about these contingency time blocks, or time blocking your time and kind of overestimating, is, like we said, 60% of tasks are unexpected. You have the time for this, but it's also something you can do in your personal life, right? Maybe you set aside a half hour to run to the grocery store, but it takes an hour, right? So having contingency blocks or additional time blocked off for everyday personal things are going to help you out too, because it's going to allow you to feel less stressed and give you that time and space in between personal tasks as well, to make sure that you have, you don't feel rushed. You can get those things done and you can enjoy the life out of life, right? This means that at the grocery store, you can take your time because you have that time allocated. When you're visiting friends and family, you can enjoy that instead of feeling like you're constantly being held to a clock.
I love it. I love it. Now, so what's the next part of this process?
Yeah, before we move on, some realistic time block tips here are, again, being realistic about how much time you need for each task. If you're not sure, add an additional couple minutes. If you're not sure and you think it only takes 30 minutes, add an additional 15. If you think it's going to take an hour, add an additional half hour. And then what I always recommend after this is, as you're implementing the schedule, do a quick audit at the end of the week and say, and see to yourself, how long did it actually take? I budgeted an hour, but it only took me 40 minutes. Okay, great. Next time I will only need to budget 45 minutes, right? The second tip is to really be careful about overloading your schedule. This is going to lead to stress and burnout. When we first started this scheduling and really being proactive about our schedule, we felt really great. Like all of a sudden we could take on the world. And then we realized that things happen in between the time blocks. For instance, we weren't accounting for bathroom breaks, having conversations in between, checking in, all those other things. So again, really making sure that you have that buffer time in between. That's really going to be something that's really important as well.
I loved the tip that you mentioned earlier as the end of day wrap up, because
that's an excellent, yeah.
You had alluded to it a little bit earlier, but adding in the end of day wrap up really allows you to have that pause before just kind of leaving the office or leaving whatever it is you're doing, and really making sure you've set yourself up for success for tomorrow, but that nothing fell through the cracks and that you were able to, at least if there was something needing to be done, notate that you need to do it tomorrow, so that this way, again, it doesn't fall through the cracks. It has helped me immensely as somebody who always try to keep something in my head, or not necessarily always write them down. Having that kind of time at the end of the day is great to get those things out of the head.
End of day wrap-ups are fantastic. Let me tell you a little bit tactically and why they're so important. What is an end of day wrap up? You only need 15 to 30 minutes to get this done. But what you're going to do in your end of day wrap up is you're going to first look at everything that you did that day. How long did it take you? Did you budget enough time? Look at your to-do list. Did you get everything done? And what did you not get done that you need to carry over to tomorrow? That's the first part. The second part is you're going to look at your day tomorrow, right? So remember at the beginning of the podcast where I used to wake up every morning and be like, what am I doing today? I like all that other stuff. You're going to do that the day before so that you can remove that mental load from your plate throughout the night, during your personal time, throughout the morning, the next morning. You're going to do that before you leave the office. And you're just going to say, here's a quick to-do list of what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to block off my time so that I know exactly when I'm going to be doing it. And then I'm going to remove it from my mental plate because I've already done it. That 10 to 15 minutes of planning your day the next day, it actually saves you hours of mental energy because you're not sitting there wondering, throughout the night or the next morning, what am I doing? Should I have done this? Blah, 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 right? Because you've taken and you've set yourself aside 20 to 30 minutes to make sure that you do that. You're intentional about it and you've set yourself up for success.
It sounds like you've really incorporated how you want to feel as you're going through the day into this process. And that's kind of really what we're looking to do, right? Is we're looking to align our mental state that we want with the schedule that we have in front of us. And 81% of professionals feel that positive mindset contributes significantly to career success.
Absolutely. And we here at Optimized Career Solutions, Jack and I, we're not here to be toxic positivity people. In fact, next week, we would love for you to tune in about how a neutral mindset is actually going to get you further than a positive mindset. And here's just a quick teaser is that positive mindset, if you're constantly sitting in a negative mindset, it's going to be hard to get up to a positive one, but it's much easier to get to a neutral one. And that is actually more effective. So what we're saying here is that From Mindset Works, this is our source, 81% of professionals do feel that a positive mindset contributes significantly to career success. Great. What we're saying is that a negative mindset full of anxiety and panic and decision fatigue can set you up for failure or for a day full of stress and burnout. And so what does that mean for you when it comes to setting up a success schedule? It means that your mindset directly impacts your productivity and your mental well-being. And what we have found working with thousands of professionals over and over again in some of the most difficult times of their life, right? A job search, is that people can learn tactics, they can learn skills, they can learn strategies, but the biggest indicator of success is your mindset. Your mindset shapes your attitude, it shapes your approach to work. It can cultivate a proactive mindset. It can create resilience. It helps you see challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles. And it is going to set the tone for your day. And so what I want to really hone in for is that Jack mentioned this, is that visualizing your next day at the end of your current day is going to help you remember how you want to feel the next day, right? So diving in and imagining that task being completed successfully and achieving your goals, it's going to help reduce your anxiety and boost your confidence and prime your brain for success. Additionally, I really want to hone in on how you start your day is going to be that indicator for success throughout the rest of the day. And so I want you to, if you are watching this on YouTube, or even if you're listening to this on a podcast, go over to the Optimized Career Solutions channel on YouTube, go subscribe, because tomorrow I am dropping a video on how to set up a successful morning routine. And I'm actually giving an insight onto my morning routine and the things that I've incorporated. In fact, I don't even sit down at this desk until 9 a.m., but I wake up at 5 a.m. I have a 4-hour morning routine just to make sure that I am in the best space possible for myself and for my clients and for my husband and my business partner, right? So I want to make sure that I'm giving you all of the tips and all of the best practices because of how important it is. And the only reason why I'm honing in on this is because I burnt myself out living in this reactive state and this burnout state for so long. And it's so much better on this other side. I really believe that.
And if you want a little extra to kind of reinforce those positive beliefs, you can attempt something like repeating affirmations. You can tell yourself these things in the morning. You can say things such as, I am capable, I'm in control of my day, and certain things like that. And repeating that, it creates a positive environment for your brain to feel comfortable. And eventually that will sink in and have a profound impact on your mindset if we do it enough. So I recommend you really try to work and play with these transformational changes and these practices that we've discussed, because it can be very, very empowering, especially if you're in your career and you're looking to try to exceed and excel and get to that next level, especially if you have a lot on your plate.
Absolutely. What we want you to take home from this podcast is the fact that if you are a high achiever, if you are looking to advance in your career, there is going to be a lot on your plate. And most high achievers tend to, what we have found, put themselves last or get into habits like perfectionism, people pleasing, and a lot of other things that create this decision fatigue, create a reactive state, and it creates a prolonged stress and burnout state. What we have found to be successful in our lives and the lives of multiple of our clients is simply putting together a proactive success schedule. The reason being is that it sounds simple. However, when implemented and followed, it eliminates hours of mental stress and load, and it helps you feel like you are empowered and control and in control of your day, while also allowing you to have the freedom to really be intentional and live the life you want to live. I highly, highly recommend, if this is something that you are struggling with, make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast, subscribe to our Optimized Career Solutions channel, because the entire month of November, we are dropping twice a week a YouTube video or a podcast on mindset hacks that have literally changed our lives and the lives of our clients in order to advance in their careers and live a more impactful life.
As we wrap up today, just remember, elevating your career and mindset is a shared journey. Join our community on Facebook, Instagram. Please reach out to us on LinkedIn. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you, or on our YouTube channel. We love interacting with our comments.
If this is something that you're struggling with, or if you are potentially looking to embark on a job search, you can set a free consultation with Jack or myself. You can do that at www.optimizedcareers.com. We would love to speak with you on this.
Thank you again for joining us today on the Career Advancement Academy. It was a pleasure to be here and provide these mindset hacks and helping you set the success schedule you need to empower your career further. If you like today's podcast, please give us a like, and also share it with a friend if that's looking to up-level their career. It helps others find the Career Advancement Academy. It was a pleasure being here with you today. Make sure to join us next week. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting platform.
Have a great week.
Thank you for attending the Career Advancement Academy this week. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation.
If you know a friend or colleague who would benefit from this episode, make sure to share it with them. And make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes.
If you're interested in working with us, check out www.optimizedcareersolutions.com to learn more.